What separates someone who retires at 65 from someone who retires at 31? Most would say luck, inheritance, or an extraordinary salary. But what if the answer was simply math? A formula so straightforward that a girl who once dug through medical waste for rubber bands could use it to become a millionaire? This isn't a rags-to-riches fairy tale. It's a systematic dismantling of everything we've been taught about money, work, and freedom. While your coworkers fantasize about retirement decades away, there's a growing community of people in their 30s traveling the world indefinitely, their portfolios quietly generating more income than they need. The secret isn't working harder or earning more. It's understanding a few mathematical principles that Wall Street hopes you'll never discover. Surviving on 44 cents daily in rural China taught lessons no business school could replicate. While American children learned to spend allowances, young Christy calculated that a musical birthday card from her father could feed her family for 2 days. This wasn't deprivation. It was training in what she calls CRAP: creativity, resilience, adaptability, and perseverance. When you've made toys from trash and protected a greeting card like treasure, you develop immunity to the consumerism that traps most people in lifelong work. This scarcity mindset gets bad press in self-help books, but it's actually a superpower when channeled correctly. It creates what psychologists call heightened focus. Your brain becomes obsessed with the scarce resource, making you hyper-aware of waste others ignore. Americans discard 40% of their food annually while earning enough to retire decades early, yet most die broke. The difference? They never learn to see invisible waste: the $5 lattes, unused gym memberships, and cars that sit idle 95% of the time. The real gift of poverty wasn't learning to live without, it was learning that happiness plateaus at $75,000 annually. Everything beyond that is optional spending disguised as necessity. Follow your passion sounds inspiring until you do the math. Creative writing earns just $2,752 above minimum wage annually, a pay over tuition score of 0.20. Computer engineering scores 2.81 at $40,752 above minimum wage. The truth? 18-year-old passions make terrible financial advisors. Studies show nearly everyone reports major passion shifts over 10 years. Worse, passions rarely survive becoming jobs. Writing that brings joy as a hobby becomes suffocating when rent depends on it. The revelation? Doctors score just 0.78 on the POT scale, despite prestigious salaries, while plumbers score 5.14. A plumber earning $50,000 with $10,000 in training costs builds wealth faster than a doctor earning $200,000 with $250,000 in debt and 8 years of lost income. Credit cards disconnect purchases from the hours of life required to earn them. In rural China, a $100 watch required 228 days of work. Credit allows present you to enjoy purchases while future you pays double through interest. Not all debt is equal. Consumer debt with 10-20% interest rates requires aggressive repayment starting with highest interest balances. Student debt carries lower rates, but bankruptcy won't eliminate it. Income-driven repayment plans cap payments at 10-20% of discretionary income, with public service loan forgiveness erasing balances after 10 years. Mortgages below 4% are good debt. Conservative portfolios earn 6-7% annually, so pay the minimum and invest the difference. Above 4%, refinance or pay off aggressively. Escaping poverty triggered the immigrant money rebound effect, shock at abundance, followed by destructive overconsumption. Designer purses became an obsession, each purchase delivering a dopamine rush that faded within hours. The wake-up call came while admiring a new bag next to a half-finished Coke, remembering when a single Coke represented unimaginable luxury. This revealed the hedonic treadmill. Happiness is relative, not absolute. German neurologists discovered happiness depends on expectations, not absolute conditions. Each purchase recalibrates your brain to higher expectations. That first designer bag brought genuine joy because it exceeded expectations. The 10th couldn't deliver the same rush because your nucleus accumbens had adjusted its baseline. This explains why possessions suffer from diminishing returns while experiences create lasting memories. Successful budgeting isn't deprivation, it's surgical precision. The four-step process: eliminate baseline costs that don't register, bank fees, unused subscriptions, cut expenses you'll adapt to, reduce ownership of items generating hidden costs, and redirect savings toward experiences. Budgeting becomes painless when you're cutting things that never made you happy anyway. That first bank meeting seemed helpful until the math revealed the truth. A 1% management fee costs $13,500 on a $10,000 investment over 25 years. The wealthy obsess over percentages, while the middle class focus on income. A 1.7% fee on a $700 million fund generates nearly $12 million annually for the bank, millions extracted from your compounding returns. Index investing changed everything. Instead of picking individual stocks, index funds let you own the entire market. The S&P 500 holds all major companies weighted by market value, eliminating total loss risk. It's self-cleansing. Companies automatically adjust based on performance, ensuring you always own the biggest, healthiest firms without effort. Index funds simply track markets rather than beating them, eliminating expensive fund managers. Actively managed funds charge 1-2% annually. Index funds charge as little as 0.04%, 25 times less. Yet only 15% of active managers beat their benchmarks after fees. Bank salespeople resist recommending index funds because they earn zero commission. Modern portfolio theory became the blueprint for financial independence. Harry Markowitz's framework blends equities, higher returns, volatility, with bonds, stability, lower returns, to control risk versus reward. Portfolio construction followed four steps: choosing equity allocation, settling on 60-40 equity bonds, diversifying geographically, selecting the cheapest ETFs, and implementing disciplined rebalancing. That fourth step proved crucial during 2008. When stocks plummeted and bonds rose, rebalancing meant selling bonds to buy discounted stocks, enforcing buying low and selling high when emotions screamed otherwise. While the S&P 500 took 3.5 years to recover, disciplined rebalancing achieved full recovery in just 2 years, outperforming most professional hedge fund managers. Despite millionaire status for 3 years, tax bills on investment income read zero, completely legally. The system favors investors. Employment income and interest face regular rates, while qualified dividends and long-term capital gains enjoy preferential rates, including 0% brackets. Strategic asset placement is key. Interest-generating bonds belong in tax-deferred 401ks and Roth IRAs. Dividend-paying stocks belong in regular accounts, where qualified dividends generate up to $78,750 annually, married couples, tax-free. The Roth IRA conversion ladder unlocks retirement funds early. After quitting, roll your 401k into a traditional IRA, then convert amounts equal to your standard deduction into a Roth IRA yearly. These conversions become accessible, tax-free, and penalty-free after 5 years. Capital gains harvesting controls tax timing. Sell shares up to the 0% bracket limit, then immediately rebuy identical shares. This resets your cost basis higher while keeping your portfolio unchanged, transforming tax deferral into elimination. A properly structured $1 million portfolio generates income without tax liability. A mentor's collapse triggered a crucial realization. Money is worth bleeding for, but not dying for. The breakthrough came from reframing the equation as money equals time instead of time equals money. This led to the 4% rule. When 4% of your investment portfolio equals yearly expenses, you can retire with 95% confidence of not running out of money for 30 years. With $40,000 annual expenses, the target was $1 million, 25 times expenses. The revelation: time to retirement depends on savings rate, not income. Someone earning millions but spending it all can never retire, while someone with modest income saving 25% is building freedom. At average American rates, 5 to 10%, retirement takes 40 to 50 years. Boosting savings from 10% to 15% cuts over 5 years off your working career. For super savers, savings power overwhelms investment returns. The difference between 4% and 6% returns barely matters. After calculating a 52 to 78% savings rate with $500,000 saved in 6 years, the math revealed only 3 years remained until financial independence. That evening's announcement, "I think we can retire in our 30s." The biggest threat was sequence of return risk, retiring before market downturns and being forced to sell investments at low prices. The solution combined two mechanisms, the cash cushion and the yield shield. The cash cushion stores cash in high-interest savings to cover expenses during downturns without selling assets. Historical analysis showed recoveries typically take 2 years, with 5 years for the Great Depression, suggesting a 5-year cushion. The yield shield leverages portfolio dividends and interest that continue regardless of market fluctuations. For $40,000 annual expenses with a $1 million portfolio yielding 2.5%, the calculation becomes $40,000 minus $25,000 times 5 equals $75,000, significantly less than the $200,000 initially feared. Implementation required portfolio transformation, splitting bonds among government, 10%, corporate, 10%, and preferred shares, 20%, while diversifying Canadian equity across broad index, dividend stocks, and REITs. This boosted overall yield from 2.5% to 3.5%, dramatically reducing cash cushion requirements. After 9 years, the $1 million FI number arrived. 3 years later, net worth had grown to $1.3 million, despite withdrawals during the 2015 oil crisis, proving the strategy works even during turbulent markets. Quitting at 31 to embark on a world tour was terrifying. Those fears dissolved while hiking Swiss Alps, scaling Santorini cliffs, and scuba diving in Thailand. What began as a gap year revealed an astonishing discovery. Traveling the world cost the same as staying home. After tracking expenses across 20 countries, the total came to $40,150, virtually identical to annual living costs at home. By alternating between expensive regions and budget-friendly destinations like Southeast Asia, remarkable savings emerged. In Thailand, luxury accommodations cost just $470 monthly, seafood feasts ran $12 per person, and massages cost $10. After 3 years of nomadic living, annual expenses dropped to $36,000, while the portfolio generated $40,000, effectively being paid $4,000 to travel the world. Travel hacking dramatically reduces costs through strategic credit card use. By accumulating 200,000 points each through sign-up bonuses, they saved approximately $6,000 annually in flight costs, equivalent to needing $150,000 less in the retirement portfolio. Using Airbnb instead of hotels saved approximately $18,000 annually, while providing authentic experiences and invaluable local recommendations. Remote work enables geographic arbitrage, earning in strong currencies while living in countries with weaker currencies. Reader Colby, frustrated with minimum wage in Canada, became an English teacher in South Korea. Despite earning only $30,000 yearly, his housing and flights are covered. His tax rate is just 3%, allowing him to save $20,000 annually, a 67% savings rate, putting him 10 to 12 years from financial independence. Meanwhile, his friends at home struggle to save 10% of their $50,000 salaries. In a world that equates success with corner offices and luxury cars, we've forgotten the most liberating truth. Wealth isn't about having everything you want, it's about having everything you need. The girl who once survived on 44 cents daily discovered what most never will, that freedom is mathematical, not magical. The formula is simple: spend less than you earn, invest the difference in index funds, and let compound interest do the heavy lifting. But simple isn't easy because it requires swimming against a cultural current that profits from your financial ignorance. Every advertisement, every follow your passion platitude, every bank advisor pushing high-fee mutual funds, they're all part of a system designed to keep you working until you're 65. What if you stopped playing by their rules? What if you recognized that most of what you're told you need is actually optional? What if the life you're postponing until retirement is available right now? Not through sacrifice and deprivation, but through mathematical clarity and intentional living. Your freedom number is waiting to be calculated. Your savings rate is waiting to be increased. Your portfolio is waiting to be optimized. The only question is whether you'll keep trading your finite hours for someone else's dream of your future, or whether you'll do the math and discover that freedom isn't decades away. It's just a formula and some courage away.